Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, 33 for the high today. I only got about 10 seconds of the story, but Breezy, I'll let her go into depth of what actually happened here. And let's just say she's triggered.
No, I definitely am. I mean, like, I just turned 30 last year.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I feel like the rumors are true. I feel like when you get into your 30s, it's kind of some of the best years of your life. And people always say your 30s are way better than your 20s. And I agree. It's only been a couple months here. Like 9 months. But I've had a great time. And I feel like, you know, when I turned 30, a lot of things just like came to be. Like, I realized to care less, and I realized that, like, the people who want to be in my life will be in my life, and I love it. But
you are a lot less controlling. I'll give you that.
I mean, I'm 30. Like, I have nothing to worry about. Yeah, you know what I mean?
It's time to grow up.
So, with that being said, I love this new era of my life. I do. But it is hard because I'm out of my 20s. I'm out of that decade, and I'm in a new demographic of people. And just the other day, I was somewhere, and I was having a conversation with this woman, and this woman, I couldn't peg her for her age, and nor should anyone, because it doesn't really matter.
If you had to guess, how old was she?
It was like so hard to tell, but I would say like mid-40s for sure.
Mid-40s?
Yeah.
Do you have a photo so I can throw a guess out too?
Yes. So I was chatting with her, and this woman doesn't know me from Adam. Just met her that moment. And she says to me, you know, like our age. And I just like let it go. And I was just like, maybe she's drunk. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
She said it again. She was like, you know, people like our age, like. And then she said, you know, when we were growing up and like our grandmas. And I so badly wanted to look at her and be like, how old are you, by the way?
Why didn't
because
you?
Because you're the one opening up the age conversation.
Why didn't you, Breeze?
I was so rattled and in such a vulnerable state that I...
But let me ask you this.
I didn't.
Why do you feel this affected you so much? Why did it bother you?
Well, I just feel like, you know, now that I'm out of my 20s, I'm, like I said, in this new era, and I can no longer be like, girl, I'm in my 20s, like, you know what I mean? But I think it affected me so deeply, and I've been thinking about it for quite some time now, because I truly believe there is a rule of like a 4-year gap, maybe even a 5-year gap, because if we were allowed to be in high school together, mm-hmm. then we're similar in age. We shared a commonality at one point in our life.
Does
you know
she
what
have,
I mean?
Does she have kids?
Oh, yeah. She has a 16-year-old.
Okay. I'm trying to picture you with a 16-year-old.
Yeah, I'm more close in age with her 16-year-old. Well, actually, I'm like right smack dab in the middle. But I was really rattled. And, like, I don't know why, like, it affected me so much, but I truly believe that you have a four-year buffer. I'll be even so generous to say five, because...
I would say it's between 5 or 10, because look...
10? Yeah, no. Absolutely not. We did not grow up the same way.
It's extremely difficult these days to tell how old someone is. A lot of people like to keep up with their skincare routines. I had someone a few weeks ago peg me for a 27-year-old. How flattering.
Okay. Not you just flexing on this segment.
But that's what, it's a perfect example.
But if a 50-year-old came up to you and said, you know, like our age, well, you would be offended, and that's within 10 years of you.
If I knew they were 50, you don't know exactly how old she is.
I know she's in her 40s, and we are, if she's in her 40s.
I'm still waiting on this photo.
I sent it to you. I sent it to you 2 days ago.
Oh, let me look.
So go to your messages. So I, listen, it was a weird point in my life. I've never experienced it before.
Right.
I've never been here because I've never been this age and I've never been in this era. But it was really offensive to me because I'm like, first of all.
You pegged her for how old?
She's
45?
Yeah.
I think that's generous. She looks 52. That's very generous of you, though.
So now I'm like, so I look like a 52-year-old? In her eyes, I look like a 52-year-old.
That's a possibility. I could see you with a teenager, though. If you're just joining us, Breezy's pissed because somebody compared her age, and who's in their mid-40s, maybe 50, to Breezy's age.
Have you ever been in this situation where somebody's comparing you to themselves, whether it be in age, whether it be in body type, and all of these things I never really think is okay to comment on. So when I was in this situation, I was like, huh? And you were just absolutely blown away. I think that if a 50-something-year-old man came up to you, and under your rules, he would be 51, mm-hmm. and said, you know, our age, you would lose your mind. You would lose your mind.
Clearly, you obviously don't know me just yet. You think I'd lose sleep over something like that?
You would.
I would not.
You definitely would.
Not a chance.
Yes, because you're 50. You're 51 years old.
Yeah, but men don't take offense to this like women.
I think certain men don't take offense. I don't think Duffy would take offense. I think you would take offense. Yeah, for sure.
I don't know about that. I mean, I just have so many things.
You look like you're 32 years old.
Well, I like to eat a lot of fruit and, you know, I like to take long walks.
So if you look like you're 32, you're actually 41, and then a 53-year-old comes up and says, you know, when we were kids.
Yeah.
You would lose your mind.
I don't think I would, Breeze.
You would. I can't wait to hire someone.
Okay, please. Let's do it. I don't think that is just something that is that triggering for me. You know what I'm saying? It's different for men. Yeah, you would take offense. I understand
that. I think it's different for certain men.
Like who?
Not men not like you. Respectfully, of course.
I don't know what that means, though. Is it because I take a lot of pride in my appearance?
Yes. That's exactly what it means.
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong.
You work hard to make yourself look younger, and you look younger. No one would peg you for the age that you are. So if a 52-year-old comes up to you and says, you know, our age, even though they might be right in the sense of what you're saying, 10 years, which is extremely generous, where we didn't even grow up in the same decade.
I think it's just genetics. There was this one situation where I was in Florida on the beach, and they had a little tiki bar out there. This woman comes up to me and goes, excuse me, young man, how old do you think I am? I'm like, okay, you want to play this game? I said, are you looking for a certain answer, or do you want me to be completely honest with you? She goes, no, give it to me straight. Mm-hmm. How old am I? I said, all right, you look 54. She was 44.
That's a dangerous game.
Yeah, you wanted to play, and she got pissed at me. I said, you asked.
Yeah.
She goes, I do not look 54.
Why are you asking me then?
Because she wanted a compliment and I wasn't going to give
it
to her.
And you didn't give it to her. That's like when someone comes up to you and they're like, does this make me look fat? It's like, yeah, you look massive. Like, what do you want me to say? What do you want me to say? You don't. I'm not going to sit there and be like, no, you're so tiny. I can't even see you. This person says, I have a 51-year-old customer that repeatedly asks me if I'm in my 40s. I'm 34 now, but he's been asking me this since I was 30. To be fair, I do work at a bar, and like I said, he repeatedly says this. It's different because it definitely doesn't make me feel great. No, I definitely wouldn't. I just think age is a touchy conversation, and maybe it hit different because I am in my 30s.
Yeah.
But
so listen, guys.
I'm not saying that 30's old, not by any means, but for you to sit there and be like, you know, our age.
From here on out. When somebody asks you, how old do you think I am? Go ahead and add 10, 15 years onto what you think they want to hear. Just look at, see the look on their face for 2 seconds. I promise you it will make your whole day.
I guess I've just never been in this situation because everyone thinks I'm 27.
Ask me.
What?
Say, Breezy, how old do you think I look?
I don't know. I already told you. I think you look 32.
You just dropped the ball on this whole entire thing. You're not listening. Add 15 years on. How old do you think I look?
55.
Now we're getting it.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. I think most of us at this point can agree that, yeah, sometimes we feel like insurance could be just one big scam.
Fraudulent.
God forbid you got to file a claim like our friend Sean Jeffers from Farmington. His insurance company dropped him after he filed a claim to get his property fixed. You know, and a lot of us remember, this was after that huge hailstorm in Farmington this past July that I think you got caught in.
I was in my car. There's still dents on my roof. So that's fine.
This wasn't a cancellation. It was a non-renewal. There are no protections against non-renewal decisions in New York State. And what that means is once your policy ends, an insurance company has every right to just drop you and not renew your policy at the end of its term.
Right.
And that hailstorm, I mean, it was no joke this summer. They were coming down like golf balls. My buddy Dave and his wife both had their vehicles destroyed along with the side of their house. And this gentleman, Sean, whose insurance company, State Farm, Jake from State Farm, where you at? They turned their backs on him, said, no, we can't help you. And this was right after Sean counted 30 to 40 gaping holes in the side of his home in a cracked windshield.
Yikes.
So long story short, the letter said the risk is no longer acceptable, in part because his claim history. It listed claims for wind damage in 2021 and then hail and wind damage in 2022. Basically, by filing these claims as a homeowner or even if car insurance, this is the nail in their insurance coffin, if you will. I tried filing one claim for my vehicle, and my agent was like, no, don't do it because we might drop you. What am I paying for?
Okay.
That's it? It takes one claim? The New York State Department of Financial Services, formerly known as the Department of Insurance, says the only requirement is that a policy covers 3 years. 40%, though, of all home insurance claims in this country are for wind and hail.
Right.
And the average loss is over $13,000. So state law insurance companies have to notify customers that they're not going to renew a policy in writing 45 to 60 days before the end of the policy. So how frustrating.
That's so frustrating. I would be so mad.
The only reason we pay insurance is because, God forbid, we need to use it.
Right.
And then they drop you or tell you, no, you can't file a claim. And then if you do, like mine shot up $80 for one claim. So I switched my insurance company. And now I'm saving $80.
And she was like, wait.
That's what you got to do.
Absolutely.
It's time for everyone's favorite game.
Can't beat Breezy.
We're looking for caller 8 right now, 585-252-9800. This is your chance to finally look cool. We got brand new PXY swag hot off the press. Breezy, you currently hold the record of 5 wins and 4 losses. Your chance to win is coming up next. Caller 8. Good luck.
98PXY. Bold. And she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Can't beat Breezy!
That's right. We're looking for caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800. This is your chance to look cool.
Yeah.
We got some new PXY swag, hot off the press, t-shirts, crew necks, fanny packs.
We don't have fanny packs.
Crotchless underwear. How many of you have always wanted a picture of Breezy on your shirt? Well, now's your chance. We're looking for caller 8. Let's go to the phones. Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Hi, this is Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Good morning, man. Love the energy. Where are you calling from?
I am actually on my way to class.
Oh, my God. Where do you go to school?
I'm over at MCC.
Oh, my God. Yes. Go Knights.
No, Trojans.
Trojans.
I think, right? Is it Trojans?
The Tribunes, I think it is.
You know what?
So
who cares?
None of us are right.
You're color 8!
He goes, I think. He goes to school there.
All right, listen, Matt, the rules are simple. I need you to talk some trash to Breezy real quick. Go ahead.
All right, Breezy, you're going down.
Ooh, scared. Spooky.
Yeah, a lot of people say that. You're going down. I'd prefer if you curse at her.
I'm like, but where am I going?
All right, listen here, Matt, the rules are simple. You get 5 seconds to answer each question.
All right.
If you end with a tie, Breezy, you automatically get the win if you end in a tie with Breezy. Breezy's leaving the room right now. We're going to go to question number 1. Matt, give me your best answer. What century are we currently in?
We are in the 21st century.
Question number 2. What is the name of the original Nintendo video game that used the zapper gun?
I'm going to go with Galactica.
All right. Galactica. And you used a gun for that, yes?
I believe so.
How old are you, Matt?
I am 30.
Alrighty, let's go to question number 3. This is a fair fight then, so is Breezy. Question 3, Matt. What Martin Scorsese movie starring Leonardo DiCaprio holds the record for the most F-bombs?
Ooh, I don't know this one. I'm going to go with...
I'll give you a hint. This movie was from 2013.
Oh, Wolf of Wall Street.
All right, put you down for Wolf of Wall Street. Question number 4, Matt. What type of nut is added to chocolate to make Nutella?
Hazelnut.
And question number 5, Matt. You get 5 seconds to answer. What is the only fruit that has seeds on the outside?
Strawberries.
All right, let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room, and let's see if she can break the record. She currently holds the record for 5 wins and 4 losses. Let's see if Matt gives her another loss. We're going to tally these up right now. Matt, not too shabby, buddy. You're looking at 4 out of 5.
Oh, I don't like those odds.
Pretty good. Let's go over to our girl, Breezy.
Okay.
All right, Matt, sit tight, buddy. We're going over to Breeze. Breeze, question 1. What century are we currently in?
The 21st.
Question number 2, Breezy. What is the name of the original video game that used the zapper gun on Nintendo? Pew, 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 pew. What is the original Nintendo video game that used the zapper gun?
Pew, pew. Pac-Man? I don't know.
Oh, yes. I used to love using the gun on Pac-Man.
I don't know. I don't even... I'm not a gamer, girl.
That's okay. That's all right, Breezy. By the way, Matt is also 30 years old, so this is a
fair. Oh, my God. Perfect. Okay.
Question 3, Breezy. What Martin Scorsese movie starring Leonardo DiCaprio holds the record for the most F-bombs? I'll give you a hint. This movie was from 2013.
Oh, Wolf of Wall Street.
Question number 4, Breezy. What type of nut is added to chocolate to make Nutella?
Nutmeg.
And question number 5, Breezy. What is the only fruit that has seeds on the outside?
What?
What is the only fruit that has seeds on the outside?
Corn? I don't know.
Oh, yes. We love eating corn. One of my favorite fruits. Breezy, the seed is not in the center. It's on the outside of the fruit. What is the only fruit with seeds on the outside?
I don't eat fruit. I don't know.
Oh, okay. All right. Time's up.
I have no idea.
All right.
What the heck?
Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
Congratulations, buddy.
What was the score?
Breezy got 2 out of 5. Let's go through them real quick.
You're changing my score.
Let's go through them real quick. Yes, we are in the 21st century. The name of that Nintendo video game was Duck Hunt. Question 3, both of you got that correct. The Wolf of Wall Street holds the record for the most F-bombs. And the type of nut to make Nutella is hazelnut. You did get that one correct, Matt.
Damn it. I knew that.
And a strawberry has seeds on the outside, not corn. No, it's not corn, believe it or not.
I don't eat strawberries,
Hey, Matt?
Yeah.
Say, my name is Matt from Rochester, and I just beat Breezy.
My name is Matt from Rochester, and I just beat Breezy.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY. Just...